For left-leaning satirical songwriter Roy Zimmerman, the George W. Bush administration offered a wealth of material. But more recent events are proving just as fruitful.
The first month of Obama's presidency, there were 600,000 jobs lost in America, and they were all political satirists. But things have improved since then, because hypocrisy is universal, malfeasance is universal, and there's always something to write about and sing about.
Like, say, fracking.
We found a pocket of natural gas, so naturally we had to frack it. Drilling 1,000 feet under your ass, making a thunderous racket, and filling your pipes with contaminants, like we don't give a damn and it's true. The gas is cheap, the house is warm, the neighbor's sick, and the faucet's on fire.
This song, The Faucet's on Fire, is a good example of the way Zimmerman employs clever wordplay and unexpected rhymes to convey his material.
When a word kind of sticks out over the edge, and the rhyming part is in the middle of the word and that kind of stuff. Well, I had great teachers in that regard. I studied up not only on Tom Lehrer, but on the people Tom Lehrer studied up on, Cole Porter and Oscar Hammerstein and Ira Gershwin and so forth, these people who just perfected that.
We want you to know your concerns have been heard, so cheer up and spare us the lectures. Our water supply engineers have assured us that we already wrecked yours. So if your bathroom basin is volatile, light it up and we'll call it a lamp.
When a rhyme can get a laugh, when the thing that people are laughing at is the rhyme, yeah, that's the second most fun I have.
But there is serious intent behind those laughs, and Zimmerman admits sometimes some anger as well.
There are songs that are motivated that way, and there are songs that are motivated simply by the absolute joy I take in absurdity. But there is anger, certainly, at a verdict like the one that came down in Florida. There's anger at the people who are doing the fracking. Hopefully that does come through, because a little bit of animus in the song is what can make it stick and make it do some good in the world.
This machine speaks truth to power. Whoa. This machine saves baby seals. Whoa. This machine sends fear and ignorance to their certain doom. This machine drives neocon, jingoistic warmongering, xenophobic crypto-fascists from the room.
The politics in his songs wouldn't pack as much punch without a solid musical underpinning, which is where Zimmerman's degree in composition gets deployed. But the songs, many co-written with his wife, Melanie Harvey, always begin with the germ of an idea, usually a phrase or bit of wordplay, sometimes a riff, and grow from there.
We come up with that hook. We come up with the style of song that would best suit that hook. And then the music falls out rather rapidly. I have a facility with that. So almost instantly I know how the melody goes and so forth. Then we get out the hammer and tongs and we create the lyrics that fit.
Which can be an arduous process. But when it all comes together, the result can have an enduring impact.
Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.